The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, Legacy Mafia and this month. Straight up.
I got tracks on it.
Vish, look, I ain't fing with these niggas, I'm a big dog. I'm running circles around these niggas like Shikari, Tryna skip and draw a nigga like a Uno card. Ain't nothing soft in my demeanor, bitch, I'm going hard. I play it raw, I leave nigga like a vegetable. My time is of the essence, so my time is not flexible. He hella sexual, rubbing on my booty. He got returned to sender, I don't want him cause I'm moody, doing rudely. Lights, camera, action, it's a movie. He wanna lick and roll me all over like a loose leaf. But I'm getting to the chicken, I don't do beef. Not a money conversation, keep it real brief. I'm married to the game, all in real deep. Tryna make it to the top, it get real steep. If you say I'm not the one, you a liar. Real bae girl, honey's point, I'm on fire, just tired. Just snooze, don't sleep. I'm 20 toes down, playing D, both feet. I'm a piece, I'm having sit, and it's evident. He wanna claim me, gotta pay me like he paying rent. He wanna vent, got him popping up like a tent. He a trip, addicted to this good, good shit. I do me, so I does what I does. Not worry about a hater, down bad, I'm way up, they got crumbs. I got buzz like a bee, tryna satisfy me, I'm the lock to his key. He in love like it's February, but I'm way in October, just hella scary. He tryna link, but I'm incognito. Roster full of hoes, but he bothering me though. Blowing up my phone, he a hoe, Scalithi. Pull up to the trap with the boss bag, CB. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's Kelda Music, aka Diva, and you are listening to The Aunt Taylor Show. Ow!
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Tony Jazzo. Welcome to The Aunt Taylor Show. We have a special guest, an artist, and a musician that goes by name, Eddie Mays. Introduce yourself.
I'm Edgar Santiago, or aka Eddie Mays, born and raised in San Francisco, California.
Okay, I want to ask you, what got you first into this music?
When I was about 8 or 9 years old, I picked up music in the schools where they allow you to rent out instruments and play and stuff. That's where I first started off, playing the violin and stuff.
That's what's up. So I say, what is your biggest musical influence growing up?
I would have to say, like, funk and oldies. Like, I grew up listening to, like, Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, like, Tower of Power, Al Green, Aretha Franklin kind of stuff. But I also, like, because of my Latin side, we always listen to, like, Carlos Santana or Tito Puente, or even like Hector Lavoe and stuff, for like the salsa music and stuff we listen to.
So who are you inspired by when it comes to like being creative?
When it comes to being creative nowadays, I would have to say it's like Metro Boomin and Dre. Like Metro Boomin, because of the way he like gets all these different artists after he makes his music and collaborates with them and stuff. That's what I really wanted. That's why I really like doing that kind of stuff. I like working with other people and stuff. I'm not a rapper, I'm not a singer. I love doing the music and stuff. And Dre for like, because now I'm like doing all the audio engineering and stuff. I love his techniques and stuff that he added to the music and stuff. That's probably why those are my biggest inspirations at the moment.
I love it that you're actually getting different ideas and getting inspired from other different artists. I wanna know, describe to me about your creative process. When you're into like doing music or working with someone?
I usually start off with like the MPC and stuff to really scratch out my ideas and everything. A lot of that's just like a stepping stone for my music, because eventually I transfer everything to Pro Tools. And especially with all the music I have nowadays, it's more of like having like live musicians added to it, and then allows me to you know, be like, when I'm working with people, I can create the music more around the person than just making a beat and sending it to somebody.
Can you tell me what are the projects that you have been doing for the past few years, the in collaboration with other artists?
For sure. I've been working on my EP that I have now, which is Welcome to the Maze. And this involves a few artists. So like my cousin from New York, his name is Young Nolo. My sister Angelique Soul. Another young artist that I worked with on Peace, named Lucas, or his name is Eyes. And then also Tony Gazzo, because it was just, yeah. So I just, you know, it's just something that I've been working on for a while now and stuff. And I've just been really like, it took me a while because I wanted to put more time and effort into it than just making a beat and sending it to somebody. That's why I always had like an old school kind of vibe when it came to things, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to the album just earlier before we even got on here. I love the song Floating. Like, it's really gave me a good experience. And then also I listened to the song, where was that vocalist? She was very good on that hook and everything on that Floating. And the MC, he was very good too.
Yeah, that's my sister Angelique Soul on the hook, and my cousin Nolo on the verses.
It gave me that kind of lo-fi kind of quality vibe. Mm-hmm. So it just it just gave me that real journey smoothness to it, because I can see that it's more and then when you really get it on this project, it sounds experimental, like acoustics mixed with a lot of instrumentation on this project. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that influence comes from I love listening to the Roots growing up a lot too, because they were like one of the only bands that done hip hop, you know, like being a musician growing up, loving hip hop. That's like the only, some of the only like inspirations that you can come from sometimes, you know. There's some newer people nowadays, like, you know, Anderson .Paak and the Nationals and stuff. But that was I got the idea from, to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's really soulful, very hip hop-ish. You know what I'm saying? It really took me back to that type of era of music.
Thank you. to know ya. There's some things I wanna show ya. All I wanna do is just to hold ya. Let me tap into your aura, cause I just wanna get to know ya. There's some things I wanna show ya. All I wanna do is just to hold ya.
I want to know, what's your take on the current music that's being played today?
Yeah, I think music is in a really good spot nowadays. Like, it's really pushing the limits of creativity, I feel. Especially coming from artists like Kendrick Lamar, J.I.D. There's some other ones that I've been listening to. Jameson. I think that would be, like, you know, good enough to kind of give an idea of what I'm thinking of right now, you know, in terms of, like, artists that I've been really listening to that I feel like has been really pushing the industry and stuff right now.
Okay, that's what's up. That's a good insight, man, because I actually feel it the exact same way. I wanted to know, what are your career goals in the next 5 years?
So in the next 5 years, my main goal is to really, like, I love to record and mix music and stuff, and I want to be able to just be able to have enough to, you know, have enough clients to be able to live and everything, you know, not be able to, you know, work my current job right now, because I would love to just, you know, I love the recording and the mixing portion of the industry. That's just what I love to do a lot.
I wanted to know too, how do you see your sound evolving?
I think, like, just being more focused on what you were saying before is, like, really mixing that live and the sample world together in a sense. Because I feel like there's sometimes there's just not enough of that, you know? And trust me, like, most of the big artists are definitely using that kind of idea and everything. But, like, you know, just in terms of, like, small artists is really pushing, I want to be able to push more of that creativeness, not just using live music just because, you know, but, like, really getting that good mixture of things, you know. Like, for example, in Capital Offense of Welcome to the Maze, that's a live electric guitar that I'm using in there. I literally use, like, a SM58, a Roy 121, and on a dual 12 guitar cabinet. A sound box, and we put like blankets and everything over it, and we just went and recorded it, and this was inside my homie's house in this particular case, you know, like, so I'm just saying, like, it's just like just really like pushing those limits of what I can do with you know, just really making feel that you know, have like a mood and everything, you know.
Yeah, it's never too late to try something new and always want to, and that's one thing I admire about you. You always try to do something that's more determined to actually take it to a whole nother level and raising up the bar high. And also, I love it that you're not afraid to actually learn new things from other people too, gravitate to some of their knowledge of the new stuff that people are doing nowadays. Me and you are working together. You always teaching me a lot and everything, and that's one thing I admire about you. And this album too, I'm like, man, the aura, it came together magically how we actually connect. And I'm gonna tell you, he's amazing engineer as well as a producer too, you know.
Yeah, thank you man. Yeah, like, I just the first, this is just the first tape of many. This is Welcome to the Maze. I'm actually already have songs in the work for Welcome to the Maze Part 2 coming out soon. Woo! Yeah, and also working on stuff at the studio I work at called After Dark Recording Studios. And we have two songs coming out, one in Spanish. It's a reggaeton song. And another one, two more, it's a straight up jazz song that we're doing from scratch. And then also a freestyle type music, not freestyle hip hop, but freestyle music from the 80s kind of style.
Oh, that's gonna be classic. I mean, man, I know you coming out with some crazy hitters off the covenant right now. Hey, Maze, do you have any shouts out you want to give thanks to for anyone before we cut out?
I like to shout out After Dark Recording Studios, also the business partner that I work with, the main engineer there. His name is Armando Rosales. He's done stuff, music for like Spanish Fly, Angela, even Notorious B.I.G., some other artists and stuff. He's an older gentleman. And also like to give a shout out to Eyes, which is on the tape. And he has his album out called Better Than Before. And you can listen to that on all major streaming platforms also.
So where they can find your music, or they can pick up download streams or anything?
Yeah, you can pick up or listen to Welcome to the Maze either on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, Tidal, on all major streaming platforms, and you can purchase it on iTunes at the moment.
Definitely check out the Maze, man. You know, my boy Eddie Santiago, aka Eddie Maze. It's an honor, and I'm blessed to have you here on the show. But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Maze from Eddie Maze.
This is a dark with ATM machine.
Yeah, I'm at one of your ATM machines, and there's a problem with it.
Okay.
I tried to withdraw $60, and instead it gave me $100. Now, the receipt says $60, but I'm standing here with $100. Now, I could walk away, but I'm here with my little boy, and I want to teach my son how to do right. This money does not belong to me.
I understand.
And I let him know that, you know, by doing this, you get rewarded. Right?
Right.
Okay.
What location are you at? I'm sorry?
We can get to that, but I just want my son to know that you get a reward for being honest. Right? Machine just spit out another 20. Look at that.
What?
Machine just spit out another $20 bill. There it goes again. This is just like a slot machine. Look at this.
Where is this at, ma'am? I need to know. If you're going to do this, I can get the cops involved.
Get the cops involved?
Because if my machine is just checking out money, I need to know so I can get it shut off.
Okay. Well, look, I can take care of that, but let's talk about the reward.
Ma'am,
there's another one.
Traced, and as I go, that's all I could do.
I got $300 in my hand, and I just asked for $60. Look at this, son. I know you want to go get PlayStation 2, but, Mama, we can't spend this money.
I can tell you another. I can give you another good reason.
It doesn't belong to us, but we will get a reward, right?
Hello, ma'am. Are you going to tell me where you're at right now?
There's another one. Look at this. Hello. Baby, stop
Tony.
Hitting the button. Stop hitting
Tony,
the button. Stop hitting the button. Oh, shoot. Look at all this money just shooting out this thing. Hey, everybody. Look at this machine over here shooting out money. Look at
I'm not laughing. It's shooting out money right now, Tony.
This money.
That's $300.
Look at this. Jackpot.
I don't know where she's at. She won't tell me where she's at.
Hey, look. I tried to be honest.
Ma'am, can you tell me where you're at right now?
Go ahead. Take some. Oh, I love America.
Okay, guess what? Your account number is in my system. So anything I lose, I will remove from your account.
My receipt here says that I only took out $60. Now, can we discuss my reward or not? I'm trying to teach my son how to be honest, and you ain't giving me nothing but attitude. We can easily solve this problem right now if you just tell me what my reward is, and I can protect your machine. Other than that, it's going to be a free fall.
Can I give you another good reason why you should tell me where you're at?
Why?
Because right now you're going through my answering system, and my answering system is recording our conversation.
All you got is a voice. I don't care. Nobody ever fingerprinted my voice, I tell you that.
Now, you went from trying to teach your boy on honesty so you can get the reward.
Yes, and you are not working with me. You know what, baby? Since the people don't want to give us a reward, maybe we'll take their nice money and give it to the homeless. I bet they'll appreciate it. Oops, look, there's another one.
Mission, trying to have some fun. In the bank, stay alive like Fox does. Hot by touch, come chill in the hot tub. If you know me, yeah, I like to pop up. My team golden, undefeated, level accusing. Catch me on the highway and I'm steady cruising. Me versus the world and I'm never losing. Pull up for the weather, cold like sushi. She feed you my story, every chance that she get. But when I hit it, she left me on red. Back to my mission, only focus on red. Concrete with the vision, you got what's the man.
Every day is a blessing, live it well spent. Do it big, like it's Mount Hum. Never in the middle, not Malcolm. Wish came true, I didn't need a fountain. Roll busy with the belly, it's a nightmare. Pen and pad, like it's Rodan. Think of pause, while the world speeds ahead. Conflicting thoughts, circle my head. I did it right, but it still went left. Wake up, rise up like a falcon. You only working with hundreds, we got thousands. Passport heavy and the back clear. In the mission, on the mission, trying to have some fun. In the bay, stay alive like Fox does. Hot by touch, come chill in the hot tub. If you know me, yeah, I like to pop up. My team golden, undefeated, love accusing. Catch me on the highway and I'm steady cruising. Me versus the world and I'm never losing. Falling for the weather, cold like Susan. Got the skills, pay the bills like a plumber. Smoking on purple, call me Danny Glover. Shorty on my line, looking for a lover. Always prosper, strive, and then succeed. Rolling with the punches, I'm a bob and weave. Dealing with dilemmas like Socrates. Cold work, like it's a hockey team. Shit, man, I'm a gleam. Keep it old school, like a school pharaoh. Duck and conquer the homie, fuck a barrel. Bit the fortress, what the stair was. Hibernate in the winter like a bear does. Take that deep dive, take that cold plunge. Keep it clean, like a cold sponge. Yeah, man, I'ma go dumb. Yeah, I'ma go dumb. In the mission, on the mission, trying to have some fun. In the bay, stay alive like Fox does. Hot by touch, come chill in the hot tub. If you know me, yeah, I like to pop up. My team golden, undefeated, love accusing. Catch me on the highway and I'm steady cruising. Me versus the world and I'm never losing. Polo for the weather, cold like sushi.
Before I ask you what you feel about Timbaland, I'm going to try to play this clip real quick. Hang on, all right? Let's see here if I got this thing.
Yeah. J-Yo! Special delivery. Got my mojo back. Spitting heavy artillery. No troll. Weapons point against me shall prosper. I'm way hotter. On my tiny blue shade, I turn them up proper. They don't want to go in the back of the buildings and squabble. These niggas hide over the net and act like prima donnas for the most part. Just be hyped up like Frankie Lyman. They get dropped, start taking shots at they labels crying. Y'all need to stop it. Now picture me rolling and hot. Feeling like pop, all eyes on me when the album dropping. One of the hottest out the city of angels. I'm no stranger to the west side. A tiny low banger. I've been stuck since the youngin'. Committed to hustling and fly crippin'. I'm on low status with General Hustle.
Ladies and gentlemen, online with me right now on the Ant Taylor Show, I got a very special guest I'd like to bring on the line and let you guys hear this man's story, find out about some of the stuff he's doing. Ladies and gentlemen, from Atlanta by way of Detroit, put your hands together for my man, Bird.
What up, though?
What's up? What's up with you, brother? How you doing? Here.
I'm good, man. I'm great. I'm happy to be here. Being here where I'm at, man, and nice and peaceful right now. So I'm taking it in.
All right. So just a little history here, guys. Bird and I have a newfound background together. He is the program director and the main man over at Indie by Nature Radio. And the Ant Taylor Show is proudly syndicated on that station. And I want to extend a major greeting to this man here and thank him for taking on this show, because you know how that goes, man. The Ant Taylor Show, man, is different. Sometimes, man, you know, we might say something. So, you know what I mean? So he's taking a risk. I'm just messing with you. All right, Bert, go ahead and tell us a little something about yourself, though, my man.
No, first, man, before I go, I just want to say thank you for even allowing me to have the Ant Taylor Show on Indie by Nature. Segueing into that, and this is kind of new what we're doing here with Indie by Nature Radio. We're just now building out the content for the platform. We're looking for more content, looking for more creators out there who want to bring that show to Indie by Nature. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to talk a little bit more about Indie by Nature, give some background, give some history into it, because I really want the people to understand the whys behind it and how, and you know, more importantly, why they should connect with Indie by Nature Radio, how they can listen to all that stuff, get into it.
All right, there it is. So Indie by Nature, in nature, is for indie artists, meaning that at this point in time, would you say over 90% or 99.9% of the music there, or 100% of the music there, is independent artists?
100%. 100% is indie artists. As you stated, the focus of it, I mean, it's in the name, Indie by Nature. Focus of it is to help indie artists, but not just indie artists, the indie creators like yourself with your show, and others who are out there working. Because the main goal or the main thing behind it is, if anyone has been paying attention to the music business over the last few years, I mean, you see the disruption, right? You see what's happening with some of the major labels, the shakeups, a lot of acquisitions going on. And then there's obviously the stuff you see, I guess you would call it the glamour side. You see what's happening with Diddy and some of the others, what I call the old guard. And nowadays, with you having just everything at your fingertips, like literally, man, you can open up your iPad, your laptop, whatever, and all of your content creation tools are there. And then there's things that are affordable for you to, to help distribute your stuff, to help edit it. So nowadays it's like, hey, you know, there's a space for those indie creators to really get out there and make a living for themselves. It's just, they need spaces, they need outlets, but they also need education too, so that they're not getting, taken and having somebody, take their creativity from them, use it however they want to use it, and just set life up. That's what Indie by Nature is going to get away from.
All right, all right. So for the people out there listening, if you are an independent artist and you're on a quest to get your music heard, make sure you contact the folks over at Indie by Nature, because they are really, really, really batting for you and for your success. So with that being said, let's get a little history on Bird here. Bird, how did you come about getting interested in music to this point, to managing artists? What else do you do out there? We know that you're a curator for Indie by Nature, and what else, what more components of things that you do?
Yeah, I'm also... We also host events. We're doing an event once a month right now in Atlanta at Hip Hop, where I do it with two other partners of mine. We have been doing them previously at another location, but we just changed to Hip Hop. And that's a whole vibe in and of itself. You know, we get artists to come out there and perform. We have a mic going, as well as vendors. The next one is going to be October 9th. So if you're in the area and you're listening, make sure you pull up to it. But I do that. I work with a studio in the area, kind of partner with them, helping to bring them, new faces, new people in the studio. So that's another gig, another thing. If you are looking for, and it's full-on studio, so we got a psych room, we got podcasting rooms, we got pretty much everything you need to create. So if you are in the Atlanta area or coming down to the Atlanta area and you need a space, you can holler at me. So yeah, I've been doing that, how I kind of got started in doing all this. I've been loving music since I was a kid, man. And remember my late uncle, my early memories of him playing saxophone and me trying to, hold this huge brass instrument and play it at like 3 years old. And it's just always kind of stuck with me. I used to write music when I was younger. I played bass for a few years, stand-up bass. I know how to play bass guitar. I didn't know how to play bass guitar. I got to get back to it. But I really, really wanted to write and really be an artist. And my issue was, when I was younger, man, I just didn't have the work ethic. And I don't think I had the, self-direction or self-drive that you need to have in order to move into it. So I kind of got away from music for a long time, ended up getting into IT and becoming a business analyst. I've been doing that for a while. And I got laid off from my job, honestly, back home when I was still in Michigan, still in Detroit. And, it's one of those kind of things where you just, it's something that comes over you, man, and tells you like things need to change. And Atlanta had been something I've been wanting to move down here since I was like 14, 15 years old. It got to a point where I hated it. But, you know, the stranger things that happened, got laid off. I had to go back to school to get my degree finally. Went to Full Sail University, got my degree in music business. And my first idea wasn't to do music management or even the radio station. Honestly, I want to own my own record store. I'm still on the quest for that. But that's how it kind of started. And then it morphed. And I had a cousin who said, hey, man, you know all this music stuff the way you do. You study all this stuff. Like, you be good at managing. And that's how it kind of came about. And that's what actually brought me back to music, was that change in life, that shake up. You just saying, hey, I got to put them on this.
Understood. So you have a lot of history. And I do understand you are a recent graduate of Full Sail University. Is that correct? One second. Hang on a sec. You there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry. Were you saying something? I think I cut off.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was. No, how much did you cut off?
I got all that. I had to ask, were you a recent graduate? Okay. Were you a recent graduate of Full Sail?
Yeah. Yep. So I just graduated earlier this year. I just graduated April. I'm sorry, May of this year.
Can you tell us a little bit about? Yeah. I want to hear a little bit about that journey. Just in a nutshell, like what you studied, how you tackled it, how you handled it, and how you are using what you learned and applying it now.
Yeah. Well, I went there for music business. And like I said, initially what made me want to go there for music business was just kind of wanting to learn, like, literally the business side of things, and then kind of get a little bit of lessons and knowledge in the ins and out of the actual music world. And I started learning a whole plethora of things. Like, I started learning more about networking and networking. Started learning about technology. I started, like, really kind of, like, diving into what's going on as far as, like, changes, new laws, what's happening with on the business side of things, like with Spotify. How do artists collect royalties? How do you sign a fee on publishing? Like, I started learning all that stuff, but I also started, you know, you think about the stories of the artists and people you hear about who got taken, or artists who you know who you think are just should be rich out of this world, and they're not. And you also hear the constant stories about, like, what happened with TLC and what happened with Toni Braxton. These are because people just don't know. And then when you look at the space now, as I mentioned earlier, where you have all this, you know, kind of DIY stuff now, I'm like, man, there needs to be a change in the game. And that's what kind of got me focusing on it and really studying hard at it and saying, hey, I gotta get this degree. I gotta graduate. It's a lot of long nights, a lot of long days, you know, working and going to school. Is no joke. Full Sail University, as far as like the curriculum, it is pretty in depth what you're learning. Very hands-on school. It's not really it's not just read books and attend some lectures and hear some stuff and learn. It's like, you know, you're having to put together marketing. You're having to put together one page as an artist. You're actually having to go out and do work in the meantime, get you out of your comfort zone, because if this is what you intend to do with your life, this is how it's going to be. So you got to learn it. You got to learn it. You got to go through it. You got to get there. So I appreciate that schools like that.
Yeah, so it's a lot going on in the music industry right now. We have artists, we have producers, we have innovators, we got creators, we got radio station owners, and now we have also a new league of people that are the AI artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So your uncle was a saxophone player.
Yes.
Now someone can go to AI and type in, play me a saxophone, and it's going to sound, it may not have as much life, but it's going to copy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
yes.
A lot of corners are now being able to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like the AI artists nowadays? How do you like the person who goes along and makes a song and then they send it to you, your radio station, and go, oh man, this is the best song I ever made. Took them 30 seconds to make it. And you know what I mean? And then they're like, they have the nerve to say, hey, well, can I get some royalties?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I'm assuming you know about that artist. I think her name is Zena or Zia or something like that. She just got signed for a multi-million-dollar contract.
Yeah.
She's not the first AI artist that's gotten signed for that. Universal did something like 3 or 4 years ago. People probably have forgotten about that now because it was like a quick thing. Like Universal literally signed this AI artist overnight and then they like a week later dropped him.
Yeah.
And that let me know that was the first beginning foray into it, and that was just how people were reacting.
So, you know what? I did read a little about that, but I didn't pay much attention to it. But my guess is an AI artist being signed for millions of dollars, I think the arrangement is probably to do with the AI company as well. You know,
absolutely.
You know, I think it's all like a little padding here. We'll spend some money together. And now Universal or whoever signed them, they can run all the artists through there. You know what I mean? They can be like, hey, you know, we're going to just do this and push it. So it's a ugly situation.
Scary thing. It's very ugly, very scary, man. Like my feeling on it and take on it is like, you know, it's technology. And the thing about music that's always made music great, like it's always been, music has always been on the forefront of embracing technology. You know, that's how it did with synthesizers and the drum machines. You know, the DJ turntables, the DDJs that came into place later on. So there's always been, you know, this shakeup in music. And it always, every time, I guarantee you, it freaks out a lot of people. But this kind of freaks me out a little bit more because it has some great uses to it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't use it, so, you know, myself and experiment with things. But the music side to me is dangerous because, you know, any type of creativity takes emotion, takes feeling, it takes soul. And, you know, when you don't have that, people feel it, like you can tell. And that's dangerous to me because you're using something to totally replace people. Who this stuff comes from, and it connects with other people on other levels in that emotional aspect. So it's very dangerous. It needs to be regulated. We definitely don't need to have people like Timberland advocating for it and then turning around, getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar and then trying to, you know, defend it and things. We need to have actually more people like him if they're going to stand on the side of like with Suno and Udio and other AI technology companies. He also needs to be like holding them accountable. And if you're going to have me here being the creative director and being the one that kind of helps you push this stuff along, then you got to do right by the artist. You got to put in regulations. You have to, you know, make sure these artists get paid. Because if you're using AI tools, there's a possibility you may not get paid for using AI tools. And you can go out there and have your biggest hit ever and you don't make any money off of it because it's AI tools and it makes it say, hey, there's, you know, it violates copyright laws and stuff. So, you know, you don't even know how to get paid on it for publishing. Our copyright is calculated. Like, there's just too much unknowns with it. So it's a great tool to use as, like, to bridge a gap, come up with ideas maybe to help you add some extra chords and polish to your music. But
absolutely.
It's also very dangerous.
I'm all for that. I'm like, if you were a rapper or producer or something like that. I'm all for that. I'm like, if you were a rapper or producer or something like that, and you run something through AI and you get like some inspiration, or if you get like a 4-measure loop or a break or something that's just dope, incorporate it. But if you're doing 3 minutes of just solid letting that machine make your whole entire song for you, I mean, gosh, you know what I mean? And we all got to stand together and make sure that doesn't happen, because then the industry will get flooded with people who have no interest. Just like the people who made these was Sunu and things like that. They got no interest in the artists. Their interest is...
No, they're tech guys.
Yeah, they're just is creating a bunch of fake artists for a monthly fee. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I read one guy, he was like, well, I made 100 songs last month. And I'm like, dude, my goodness gracious, man. You know what I mean?
So why?
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Anyway? Why?
Why? Yeah. Well, I know why. He thought he was going to put him on Spotify and let Spotify do the magic for him. But Spotify been putting a cap on that kind of stuff for years anyway.
Yeah.
And now they doing AI trickery. Even though I think they've been doing it for years. They've already had this technology and been making songs. But now they are taking music that you upload to Spotify and training on it. So it's like, it's a wild, wild west, man. Which brings us to the question to why you started a station. Was it to secure play for your own artists, or was it to have a fair and balanced system?
Actually, how it honestly started, like I had told you with the management piece, I wanted to really educate artists. And my whole thing from the get-go when I started school was like helping independent artists. Like I just kind of saw that space. Like that's where you need, that's where the needs should go. But I was doing these events here in Atlanta called Wax on Wax, where I meet up once a month. I collect records. I'm a big record collector. So I would meet up once a month at this record store, and we were just kind of kicking about records. You know, I talk about history and just little things I had new and give people, you know, a chance to participate, do them that reaching out to me on that, talking about the radio station. I'm not a fan of radio, which is ironic because it just plays kind of the same thing over and over. And just like how we're talking about with AI, Spotify, and all these labels, like there's a formula very much so to what an artist is and what it sounds like and what it takes to make it hit. And if you're not any of that, then the labels don't have any interest. And so I'm like, I haven't listened to radio, man, like 20 years. Like, what am I going to do? Yeah, how am I going to make something that I don't support? And when you kind of explain the idea to me, that's how we kind of got together. Like, the problem is that it ended up being me doing most of the legwork, actually all the legwork, and just things went a different way. And I'm like, you know, this isn't going to work with the both of us. So, you know, he went his way, I went mine, but I kept the station. And it's been around for about a year and a half now, just kind of playing music, but we needed a real reset. And like this, like you said, does this kind of stuff prompt all that? Like, this is the exact reason for this stuff, because the AI, you know, what Spotify is doing. Spotify's claiming they're helping the artists on one hand, but behind the artists back, they're doing a lot of dirty, shady stuff. The labels, I mean, they've been doing dirty, shady stuff, you know, since the beginning of time. And that's not going to change. And the more tech changes and the more this stuff changes, the more aggressive they're going to get. Mm-hmm. So that's what Indie Lit by Nature, that like that's when we came with the idea and we talked about it. I'm like, man, I could really use this to pair with those artists and those creators out there. Like, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm trying to do. This is how I get these people to lean in instead of trying to float out there and figure it out. And Indie by Nature, honestly, it really has done that for me. Just in the short time that we've had it up. I mean, I'm doing events now because of it. I've connected with different artists, different people within the industry down here because of it, and it's continuing to grow. And now it's about going from just making it a word of mouth thing with some people I know here and there, and a few people who connect on it, and branching this thing out so we can really turn it into like a real thing.
Wow. So I can't wait till Aunt Taylor can get down there to Atlanta and come to Indie by Nature Summer Jam or something. You know what I mean? Come out there and show my teeth. You know what I mean?
They do a live show. You do a live Aunt Taylor show broadcast right there.
Yeah, we can get a cracker for show. You know what I mean? So, man, I really appreciate you and the people out there who, might not know about you yet, we'll learn to appreciate all that you are doing and your dedication to making sure that today's artists, mainly unknown or up and coming, have a platform where they can go to and be appreciated. And for that, hang on, let me give you one of these bad boys. You know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? So any artists you want to shout out or anybody you want to say anything to before we wrap up this conversation?
Yeah, I want to shout out a few artists, and then I also want to say something real quick too, man, on the independent front, man. Shout out to my artist Donze doing the thing, man. Make sure y'all check him out. His latest single, Summer, SUMM, the letter 3, number three, R. Donze, D-O-N-Z-A-Y. So make sure you check him out, man. I want to shout him out. I want to shout out my boys, Diz and L-Y, back home in Detroit, man. Really doing their thing. Two of my favorite guys. Also want to say about this independent thing, you know, again, artists, there is a way to do it. Pay attention to it. Study. You got to make yourself a business. You know, you're not just creative. Think of yourself like a business. My favorite artist, absolute favorite artist in the world right now, is an independent artist. That's Larry June. And Larry June has been my guy for like 5 or 6 or 7 years now. So
big up, Larry June. Like,
and that's the guy. Big up, Larry June. That's
San Francisco,
the guy who
native.
I watch.
Stand up, San Francisco. You know Ann Taylor's out here in San Francisco. Larry June, what's happening, man? He ain't been on the Ann Taylor show yet, but we're going to get him on here. And when we get him on here, we're going to have Bird. We're going to have Bird and Larry June together so y'all can converse in case you never talked to him before. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, get me on there, man. Good job. Good job. Good job. Shout out to the Bay Area, man. But seriously, though, look at those type of artists and study those type of artists, man. And like, you know, there's a real space for that. He's independent, man. I mean, he had to take his lumps. He signed to a deal and, you know, it was a funky deal. But he talked about that in his interviews. He also talked about that in his interviews, how much he learned. So you are a business, man. If you want to make it in this, think of yourself as that. You know, use your creativity when it's time to get in the studio. But when you walk in the door, you let them know. Don't play with me. I'm here. This is how y'all gonna look at it. Y'all gonna look at me as a transaction. So I'm gonna be in here and I'm gonna act like how you were with the transaction.
Absolutely. Real talk.
You carry yourself that way. Carry yourself that way.
That's that real talk right there, coming straight from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? By way of Detroit, ladies and gentlemen, we have in the building Bird from Indie by Nature Radio. Hey man, it was a pleasure having you here, my man. And it's always, always a phone call away to get back. All right. So whenever you want to drop something on here, man, let me know, man. We'll get you on, man. And we're going to talk that talk, man. Proud of you, brother. Keep it up.
For sure.
Keep it up. Y'all go check him out, man. Hey, can we holler at the website?
Yes, sir. Well, we don't have our website up yet, but you can still follow us or you can still listen to us. Go download the WeLove.radio app and search for Indie by Nature Radio. Make sure you save it. Or if you follow us on Instagram at Indie by Nature Radio, hit the link in the bio. You can find ways to listen to us. You can also find our event, CMC Fall Fest, coming up October 9th. Make sure y'all do that. I want to shout out my people back home in the D. What up, though? Thanks for having me on the show, man. I really appreciate it.
Man, it was a pleasure, bro. It was a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all. So we're sitting here with Bird. Hey, this is Ann Taylor Show. We're going to be right back after these messages. Sit tight. Yo.
She nearly lost her daughter to suicide, and that moment became her wake-up call. In It Ends With Me, Milagros Russell invites you on a raw and faith-filled journey to healing generational hand-me-downs and rewriting legacy through Christ. You don't have to carry the weight. You can break free. It Ends With Me, available now on Amazon.
It Ends With Me, available now on Amazon.com and where fine books are sold.
Attention all music lovers. Brace yourselves for an electrifying experience as Nicole Aladrian unleashes her latest masterpiece.
Hey, this is Nicole Aladrian. Check out my new single, Heartstrings, available now.
Heartstrings, available now on all major streaming platforms. Get ready to be swept away by the rhythm. Every time I play.
Some days or weeks I couldn't tell you how much you mean to me. I really love you. Been stuck too long, but now's my chance to tell you. The way you move my heart, got my body feeling numb. This that song for you. I'm right on the dot, red roses right down the block, yeah. She walked by my door, said,
hello?
I froze, my heart sank down to the floor.
Oh,
what the hell is wrong with me? I don't know. Been waiting for a moment, gotta tough it up and take it deep and let it blow. I
witness to sweet smiles and laughter.
Stop.
I wonder what she said when I tell her how I really feel doesn't lead into disaster. Living in an unknown, contemplating the what is, that's what really causes me to suffer. It's been some days or weeks I couldn't tell you how much you mean to me. I really love you. Been stuck too long, but now's my chance to tell you. The way you move my heart got my body feeling numb. This last song for you.
Days and the weeks and the weeks and the months that adjust and it's ain't for me. And I don't wanna keep that in for nothing. Even if you finna make it public, I'ma let it be, you got me buzzing. In the beginning in hell, in the end I got a Jones, you're my only grail. I'ma be blind in love, but baby your body my bail. I'm holding you up, I'm never pushing it back. When I'm in love, I want every single string attached. Simple as that, I don't know if you'll feel the same, but baby I can't hold back.
It's been some days or weeks I couldn't tell you. It's that song for you.
This far, I just swim in the mud. Pay for the rest of my sweat and my blood. I paid on my dues, know I gotta get paid. Stayed on my bomb, look how much I done made. Life is on records, recording all day. Spitting that ball, said there's nothing to say. And I also was hard, but I had a maneuver. Now I just caught me a piece from the jeweler. Face on my neck, now I drip nothing cooler. We ain't good no more, I'm in the tuner. I also was hard, but I had a maneuver. Now I just caught me a piece from the jeweler. Chains on my neck, now I feel nothing cooler. We ain't good no more, ran under the tuner. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm strictly business. I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah. I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm a soul of mischief.
I'm all about the energy and how it's used. One step at a time, how I step in these shoes. Taking leaps and bounds beyond the barrier. Now everything in life keeps getting merrier. No hostility, love around the galaxy. Feeling real regal, but don't call me your majesty. Don't make me do it, don't make me leave a casualty. Show the dark side of my personality. Live with the shadow part of my life. Out the darkness, here comes the light. I'm getting older and practical, but no jokes. Gotta have skills to ski down these slopes. None came close, cause they all choked. Got hung with their own rope. Yeah, that's why I remain cool. Who the fool, the fool, or the fool who follows the fool?
Yeah, I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm strictly business. I'm so exquisite. Check my resume, I'm so efficient. Yeah, I'm so efficient. Check my resume, I'm a soul of mischief.
Pass me a blunt.
Hey.
Let's go.
Brand new Benz, brand new Maybach. You got brand new friends, fuck way back. If you my son, can't change that. If you ain't tryna fuck what I'm here for. Fine brown skin, girl, Barbados. You tryna play these games, I'm paid off. I'm in Hollywood with payroll. I be on the low. I was tryna beat it up, I beat it on the floor. She was tryna make love, I put that on ghost. I can never fall on my soul. Shaking it like Macarena. Need some space, all these bitches ain't on entertainers. We are poppy for the night, we all getting faded. Call AZ with that fire, cause he on the dangerous. Yeah. Bad bitch, she on my shit, my dime. Get you anything you need, 6 seconds like Vine. Tryna beat it like I'm Campbell, I need another slice. She was trying munch on it, ice spice. Trey was in that Bentley and I put up in that ghost. Now we up in Vanity, got women on their post. I was in New York for a week, going Vogue. Oh, oh. I'm on your mind, just say that. Brand new Benz, brand new Maybach. You got brand new friends, fuck way back. If you my slime, can't change that. If you ain't tryna fuck what I'm here for. Fine brown skin, girl, Barbados. You tryna play these games, I'm paid off. I'm in Hollywood with payroll.
A message to the men that need to hear this. Life's full of choices, and it's not always easy. Temptation is everywhere. Fast money, street life, quick wins. But where does it really lead? True success isn't about chasing money. It's about finding peace, purpose, and building a life that lasts. To those that need to step up, be the example. Strength isn't just about how tough you are. It's about how you carry yourself, how you guide others, how you stay true when things get hard. Don't let social media set the standard. They make the street life look glamorous. The money, the power, the attention. But they don't show you the other side. The loss, the pain, the broken families. Having an op isn't strength. Walking away from it is. Choosing peace over conflict, life over death. That's real strength. Don't let the noise fool you. And if you ever feel lost, know this, you're not alone. Be the one someone can lean on. That father figure, brother, uncle, cousin, or good friend. Lean on others when necessary. Be dependable and ready to guide. Be ready to be led. And we can all be that for someone else if needed. A steady hand through rough times, a light when things get dark. Stay focused, keep pushing, and always remember, try to be the one. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ant & Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully we can be right here on this